The 10th Senate District in western Wisconsin sits directly east of the Twin Cities, along the Mississippi and St. Croix Rivers. The region has experienced substantial population growth, as many Minnesota residents are retiring in Wisconsin. Others move here and commute across the border for work. That's resulted in high property taxes. Also at issue in this district are the growth in low-paying jobs, the lack of health care coverage, and many are wondering how much money will be spent on this campaign. Former Senator Alice Clausing wasn't going to run because of her husband's health, but changed her mind at the last minute.
I didn't think that there was any chance that I could run. In fact, I even gave my contribution list away to Elise.
Elise O'Meara Nooney is a retired university librarian and Navy nurse who's running for the Senate seat. Her limited elected office experience includes being a school board member.
I want people to know that I am representing them in this district. I think that is the piece that's been missing under the Harsdorff reign. I feel very strongly that as people get to know me and trust that I will learn their issues, I will know what they want, what they need to have accomplished, I will fight for them in Madison.
Now, Nooney faces competition not only from Clausing, but from an economist and a lawyer. New Richmond attorney Gary Bakke has practiced law for almost 40 years and is considered by many the front runner. He's served as president of the state bar and would like to see the state move in a more progressive direction, away from the cantankerous debate over limiting local government spending.
I see the right wing attacking government as the enemy. We all hear them say, it's your money, you can keep it, you should spend it better than we can. I don't buy that. I think that government is terribly important. I can't buy myself a teacher, I can't buy myself a school, I can't buy myself a road, I can't buy myself a park, or any of the other things that government does for us.
Besides taxes, one of the issues all candidates put on the must-fix list is health care coverage. That's an easy one for Professor Dennis Pauliha, economics professor, author, and consultant. He favors an existing plan that pools small businesses and offers coverage for the self-employed. He says better health care coverage would attract more companies and create jobs and taxpayers.
The most important, I think, is that I'm an economist, and most of the problems that we're facing right now are economic problems, where one problem is interrelated with another problem, and if we start focusing very hard on the issues that we can in fact solve, that in the process we're going to solve other problems that are there as well.
In fact, Pauliha says the health care plan he supports would save some companies millions of dollars every year. He calls himself the cheapskate in the race, refusing to raise lots of money to run, opting instead to respond to letters in the newspaper and using shoe leather to get to know people in the district. But that may be naive thinking if this district is like 4 years ago, when estimates are $3 million was spent by and on behalf of the Senate race between Alice Clausing and Sheila Harsdorff. Clausing still bristles at her loss.
My opponent spent $111,000 more than me, but it's all the special interests. We at WMC, Farm Bureau, they're the ones that run these campaigns because they buy the TV. They're the ones that concoct stories. They distort records. And people are not winning on their qualifications or how they voted or how they represent. They're winning because they assassinate characters.
So far, the primary between these four Democratic candidates seems to be on friendly terms. But the winner will face a strong challenge by Republicans who want veto-proof margins in Madison. Right now, the 10th Senate District is considered a pretty even split between Republicans and Democrats, with more Republicans in the new growth areas, but redistricting has given an edge to Democrats in other areas. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.